Yesterday was one of those days, and I thought I'd share with you what I had to say about yesterday. And the good news is that today, the 18th of December, I have some distance between me and yesterday. I'm able to share it with a smile on my face, but this is what I was like yesterday. Oh, yuck. I've been grumpy all day. I even had to say to John Am, John, you know, if I'm tetchy and irritable during this lunch, this gathering together after ages and ages, if I'm tetchy, I think I must have used the word, I can't remember now, but I think it was tetchy, it's because I have a headache, and then I modified it to toothache. You see, I'm having trouble with a tooth. I hate talking about my teeth after having spent so much time talking about my teeth earlier this year. I have a tooth that's bothering me. And that's why I've been taking painkillers. And I know my good friend Simon has had some experience with painkillers as well recently. But I've been in bad humor. I found the lunch disappointing. Yeah, don't know why. I just was a bad company and I wasn't going to appreciate it. So I left earlier than I would have liked to leave. But there was something else to do, and I had to think about whether I was going to bring back the car that I had as a courtesy car, take it back to the car company. Then this evening I went to a Christmas party, and at the Christmas party I told a Christmas story. I wasn't happy. I did my best not to spread my unhappiness to anybody else. Whether I did or not is another thing I'll probably never find out. But then I had a tiff at home. I'll call it a tiff. And now I'm sitting in the kitchen rubbing my head, thinking, oh God, have I got enough painkillers to last me for a month? So there's no point in being anything other than myself. It's been a pretty shitty day, although it hasn't been half as bad as it feels like now. I'm sure there were some good things happened during the day. And you know, what time is it? 20 to 11. I suspect that the cricket from Australia will be on very soon. And I'm left with a few things to think about in relation to tomorrow, and one of them is whether I'm going to go to Dublin on a train in order to go to the removal, as we call it in Ireland, of my first cousin. Yep, I have a first cousin older than me who recently died. I haven't seen him in many, many, many years. But I have an impulse to go to the funeral. Well, not go to the funeral, go to the removal and say hello to his children. They're not children now, they're grown-up adults. I don't know when I last met them, maybe 30 or 40 years ago. So there, that's Grumpy Paul. Better get off the line in case I spread how I'm feeling to anybody else. But you know what? You can't be good company all the time. Well, maybe you can. But I know I'm not always good company. So I'm going to simply say, back to the studio, and maybe I will have another gin and tonic back to the studio.